This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is currently attending the second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He will proclaim the adoption of the Delhi Declaration by all the member states. The Delhi Declaration is a visionary roadmap to elevate the region's aviation sector to new heights. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu inaugurated the conference in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Naidu was elected chairman of the Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation. He called for strategic investments in Asia-Pacific aviation infrastructure to accommodate 3.5 billion annual passengers by 2035. He emphasized that India aims to increase women's participation in the aviation workforce to 25% by 2025. Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh today said that India is ushering in an exciting time for a biotechnology-based bio-revolution. Addressing the Global Bio India 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Dr. Singh said that a bio-revolution could have the same impact for India that the IT revolution once had for the Western world. Talking about the Global Bio India 2024, the minister said it would serve as a business networking platform for various entities, including ministries, state governments, startups, researchers, bioclusters, investors, international bodies, policymakers, and industry leaders. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today asserted that the country's defence sector is moving ahead rapidly with a new resolve of self-reliant India. The minister was speaking after witnessing an air show organized during the second phase of Tarang Shakti exercise, the largest multinational air exercise underway at Jodhpur in Rajasthan today. The defense minister said that Tarang Shakti is aimed at showcasing country's military capabilities and strengthening international cooperation among the participating nations. He called upon the friendly nations to elevate partnership to a new height in view of the evolving global challenges. The filing of nominations for the single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and the third and final phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir ended this evening. Scrutiny of papers will take place tomorrow. In Haryana, the nominations can be withdrawn till the 16th of this month. Voting for the 90-member Haryana assembly will be held on the 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, the last date for withdrawal of candidature is 17th of September. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 1st of October. Voting for the first phase in the Union Territory will be held on the 18th of this month and second phase will take place on the 25th of September. CPIM General Secretary Sitaram Yechury passed away today after prolonged illness. The 72-year-old veteran leader breathed his last at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi. He had been on respiratory support over the past few days. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the demise of CPIM General Secretary Sitaram Yechury. In a social media post, the president said, "First as a student leader and then in national politics and as a parliamentarian, Sitaram Yechury had a distinct and influential voice." The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for Uttarakhand for today and tomorrow due to extremely heavy rainfall. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said that the monsoon depression of northwest Madhya Pradesh is slowly moving northwards and northeastwards, which will result in extremely heavy rainfall around various parts of Uttar Pradesh and adjoining areas for the next 2 days. India's equity benchmark indices registered record high closing levels in today's trading session amid positive global cues. Both the indices hit the fresh all-time highs, with the BSE Sensex crossing 83,000 level mark and the NSE Nifty at 25,433 in the intraday trade. In hockey, defending champions India defeated Korea 3-1 to register their fourth consecutive win at the Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament in Hulunbuir, China. Arijit Singh Hundal and skipper Harmanpreet Singh were the goal scorers for India against the Koreans. Korea's lone goal came from Yang Jian off a penalty corner. And that is the end of this news bulletin.